day as she single-handedly rescued an entire cruise ship from sinking almost 200 miles off the coast.
Something I got with Borealis. Jealous? Stacy, you idiot. That's a street performer. That's me. Up. She's never even been to this salon. Shut up. Do you want the whole world to hear you?
Whoa there. Are you okay? That car almost hit you. You just walked out into the street. You need to be more careful than that. Jaywalking can be very dangerous. Especially to people like you who clearly aren't watching where they're going.
Everything's fine. No one's hurt. As you were, citizen.
Hey. Do I know you from somewhere? You look really familiar. A nobody? That can't be true. Nobody's a nobody. You're not nobody to me because I know you from somewhere. I just can't quite put my finger on how. Well, that's my cue. Do me a favor and don't go putting yourself in more danger. Promise? Good. Hey. Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. God, I'm such an idiot. I should just... What? Oh, right. Yeah. It's just... I remembered who you were, and I got excited, so I tracked you down. I'm Borealis. That's how. I can do anything. Look, I know it's a little late in the night, but I really want to talk to you. Are you gonna let me in? It's kind of awkward hovering four stories high outside someone's window. Plus, someone might see me. Please?
Thanks. I knew you'd come around. Nice place. It's... cozy. Hey, let me just clean that up real quick. It is my fault you dropped it, after all. I'll buy you a new glass. And... sorry. There we go. All cleaned up. Is it okay if we sit? That's better. So, you remember a few months ago? You attended one of my fan signings. No, I'm not joking. It was the fan signing I first saw you. Of course I remembered you. Where did you think I knew you from? No, don't say it. You are not a nobody. If that were true, I wouldn't be here, would I? Anyway, you really stuck with me after that day. Everyone else was so rude and dehumanizing. I mean, I'm Borealis, the shining light in the sky. I live to save lives and help society in any way I can. I'm not some circus animal who's paid to do tricks on a whim. Hey, Borealis, can you fly me to Paris for a selfie? Hey, Borealis, can I get a pic of you lifting my car? Hey, Borealis, can you sign my shirt with your heat vision? Some people are just relentless and so incredibly tiring to deal with. What? No, the guy took his shirt off so I could sign it. Yeah, it was really weird. Do you remember what you said to me on that day? You were the only one who asked me about me. You didn't ask me to do anything crazy or extravagant. You just wanted to know if I was okay, how I was doing. And you gave me the biggest smile when I told you I was doing great. I mean, I wasn't actually doing great because I hate those stupid fan signings, but my agent makes me do them to keep the people happy, and it was probably just courtesy on your part, but the sentiment really stuck with me. You were kind and thoughtful in a space where no one else was, and it really touched me. And you're also really cute. And I'm super into this shy thing you've got going on. It really makes my heart melt. Aw, look at you. You're starting to blush. Here, take my hand. Now that I've told you this, you know I have to kill you, right? You should see your face. I'm kidding. Don't worry. I'd never hurt you. But seriously, though, you should keep this quiet. And not just for my sake. The villains always go after the hero's love interest. Did I just say that out loud? Hey, are those muffins?
These are really good. Did you make them?
You bought them? Well, you know how to pick out tasty muffins. These are kind of dry. Where do you keep your cups? I really need some water. No, you don't have to get up. Thanks. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not very good at this. I also just stole one of your muffins, which is now making me feel super bad. You may be a little on the shy side, but
terrible at talking to people.
Oh, you noticed. I'm a superhero, not a super socialite. Me being superpowered doesn't automatically make me a conversational wizard. I mean, yes, my job requires me to talk to a lot of different people, but when it comes to things like small talk and getting to know one another, I'm like a lost little puppy. The point I'm getting at is that I just want to get to know you, but I don't know how I would even do that. Do I just say, "Hey, who are you, and what's your life story?" You'll show me what now? A crash course. What kind of question? Okay, sorry. Pancakes with syrup. Lots of syrup. Oh, that's easy. Futurama. I could watch that show all day if I had the time. Most of the time it's like a greenish yellow, but every now and again I'll just be enamored by the color red. And sometimes on a clear sunny day, I'll just fall in love with the blue sky. Well, since I can fly and travel to the other side of the world in a matter of minutes, there aren't really a lot of places I haven't been. But if that question was, where in the world would you most want to visit again? I'd probably say the Swiss Alps. I didn't really get the chance to sightsee when I was last there. Oh, sure. It's... Hey! You nearly made me slip there. You're not quite ready to know my real name just yet. For a superhero, learning their real name isn't really a first date thing. Oh, is this not a date? Well, how would you define a date? Yeah? And isn't that exactly what we're doing? As much as I love discussing the definition of a date, I think it's my turn to put those same questions to you. Are you ready? Okay. What's your favorite thing to eat? Ooh, that sounds tasty. What's your favorite TV show or movie? Yeah, I really need to watch that. What's your favorite color? Being in your home for more than 5 minutes, I kind of guess that. So, where in the world do you most want to visit? Yeah, it's really beautiful this time of year. And now you tell me what your real name is.
And before you say it, I know I didn't tell you mine, but it's an entirely different circumstance with me, and you know it. I will tell you, but just not right now. I need to know if I can trust you with it first. So, will you please tell me yours? I really want to know. I love that name. It suits you, actually. So, how did I do? Was that good? Well, yeah. I did learn a lot about you. Oh, right. Yeah, that is effective. Hey, you're good at this. No, you are. Really. Way better than I am. I could never have learned how to do that on my own. I have no idea how you can call yourself a nobody when you're literally teaching a superhero right now. You really are someone special. You know that? I guess I really just want to say thank you. Not just for helping me learn how to talk to others like a normal person, but also for being that one kind heart among a crowd of people who couldn't care less about how I really feel. Saying thank you really doesn't feel like enough. So here, let me show you. Well, that's annoying. Sorry. I'm gonna have to postpone this for now. I guess I'll just leave out the window. Oh my god. You did not just say, "Go get 'em, tiger." Hey. I can't wait for our second date. And try not to walk out into traffic again.